Spring Migration of Birds Through New York City in our series, The New York Naturalist. If you've been intrigued by these audio snapshots, reporter Brad Klein has this advice. Seize the day.
A bird watcher in New York needs three things: a pair of binoculars, a field guide, and a metro card. There is no other spot in North America where such a variety of fine birding habitat can be reached for just $1.50. Or maybe there is. I don't really know. The point is, this is where we live, and although we in New York are a little short on nature, we do have world-class birds right in our collective backyard. So while we're on the subway, a few pointers about the first two items, binoculars. I say borrow the best ones you can and try not to return them until the migration is over in June. A field guide. I recommend starting with the thinnest volume that covers the region. And most important, the map. Free at most subway stations. You may have heard that the best spot for birds in New York is the Rambles in Central Park. I say skip it. The place is infested with bird watchers. They all know more than you do and have better binoculars, too. Instead, go right to 110th Street and walk south. Those first 10 blocks of Central Park are great for birds, and there are a lot less people. But this is my favorite spot, Brooklyn's Prospect Park. Hundreds of acres of fine Brooklyn birds, like this yellow warbler. Another phenomenal spot is Broad Channel Island in the middle of Jamaica Bay. It's on your subway map. On the right day, thousands of ducks and geese. And on any day, it may be the best nature walk in town. Also in Queens, I've seen the blue-winged teal and a muskrat in Flushing Meadows Park. I spotted the killdeer on Staten Island. And Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx? I was thrown off the golf course for bird watching, but not before seeing hawks soar over this marsh. Yesterday, I went to the Bronx Zoo for the first time in years. A curator was kind enough to show me around, and purely by chance, we ran into William Conway, the director of the Wildlife Conservation Society. They run the place. Stopping beside the beautiful Bronx River, he quickly volunteered that he had seen some good warblers on his way into work, and that he keeps a life list and a separate count of the birds he's seen on the zoo's property.
I have seen personally about 200 of the 220 odd here that I've been watching a long time.
How long have you been director of the zoo?
Well, I've been director of the zoo since 1962, but I've been here for 42 years. It's a long time to bird.
And after 42 years and 200 species, I asked if he had a favorite.
I particularly look forward to seeing the rough-winged swallows because they're one of the earliest. It's not a very pretty swallow. And the barn swallows. They're rough wings going up and down the river this morning. I just like to see the birds come through and to hear them. It shows me there's still life in New York. And that's great.
Now, this is the guy who gets to pet all the exotic animals when the zoo is closed, and still it is the common barn swallow in New York City. A lot of exotic birds at the zoo, all about them, but my favorite moment is spotting this tiny yellow. The common yellowthroat. He wasn't on display. He sat in the weeds by a maintenance shed and looked at me through the black mask that covers his eyes like a bandit. And he sang this little song. And somehow, it just seemed more real than any exhibit could. And I think that the moral of this story is just, our mothers were right. We should go outside and play. For WNYC, I'm Brad Klein.